Blog Talk Radio.
Okay, y'all. We know the deal. We're going to see if gonna let the room build up real quick and play two songs. And here we go.
Okay, man, this is how it's gonna go down. Gangsta Red is short shot. We gotta expand. You know, LA, Chicago, Miami, New York, to the islands. At 13-5, a key is Pluto. We gotta make moves.
Burgundy West, 'cause they believe it. When they're coming together, second letter, taking the feathers.
If you all could rise, you may be seated.
Wow.
Brothers and sisters, if you could turn in your Bibles with me today to Proverbs chapter 11, verse 22, and it does say, as a jewel of gold in a swine's snout, so is a fair woman which is without discretion.
Church!
Would you love me if I was ugly, if my dick was small? If I had skin marks, would you wash my jaw? If I was paralyzed, would you play with my balls? Would you wash my ass? Bitch, don't talk fast. Start waving your hands. Make me put down the smash like an astronaut. Does she love me so, or does she love me not? Bitch, popping out the cock and dropping in a pimp sock. See, the game is combination, and I got it on lock. Yeah, life is a stage with emotional props. I would pose the fear of God like a veteran cop. Women talk with their eyes, common numbers. And they loving the drama, and they demon the plot. Better stay in that dream, and don't come out that box. The same dream I sold you, got me wearing a box. This is the oldest profession, and I got some stock. The only lane in the food chain for a few to
the top. Jeff, God forgiving me game. Now I can walk over water while I'm spitting the flame.
Well, amen.
All thanks to the Jeff, God forgiving me game. Now I can walk over water while I'm spitting the flame.
Church.
Well, well. Oh, baby, you got what I need. And you say he's just a friend. And you say he's just a friend.
Yeah, these hoes ain't loyal, better ask Chris Brown. Be Medusa like Rihanna, get your ass beat down. Get your head chopped off, better be pretty like Nicki and sing I'm the boss. Ain't no looking ass nigga, Kanye's gold digger. I show them what they pussy made for, then I make them hoes straight get bigger. Stay focused on your makeup in the mirror. Ain't no smoking, ain't no drinking, ain't your sight a beast clearer. Your game will be stronger, run circles around them niggas. You can stay a lot longer and see a lot further. They don't let them speak, they'll write that murder. And face the child support, the dumbest shit I ever heard of.
All thanks to the pimp, God for giving me game. Now I can walk over water while I spit the flame.
Church!
All praise to the pimp, God forgiving me game. Now I can walk over water while I'm fishing flame.
Yes! Well, could you pass the connection plate, brother? Brothers and sisters, if you could please turn with me to Proverbs chapter 23, that's verses 27 to 28, and it does say, for a whore is a deep ditch, and a strange woman is a narrow pit. She also lies in wait as for a prey, and increases the transgressors amongst men.
Amen.
Amen.
Yeah, I know church hurts. You're walking up in here with your Easter clothes and your matching purse. With your money in that. When you invest in a hoe, you can't get your money back. It's a failed project. Go away with the stress. Go back to thin air. Cause once she's with a pimp, no other man can she compare. Never get confused by big booty long hair. Over pretty face, wanna follow me? Then it's a dollar you take. Time I don't waste. Fuck playing it safe. Better grind with hate. Double agent 720 on a hard line tape. Double agent 720 on a hard line tape. I'm on a hard line tape.
All praise to the pimp, God for giving me game. Now I can walk over water while I'm spitting the flame.
All praise to the pimp, God for giving me game. Now I can walk over water while I'm spitting the flame.
Okay. Let me see here. The Black Man's Bible will be put back out. It will be a new edition coming out underneath the same ISBN. And it will be up on Amazon, of course. And I will have the raunchy edition. Okay? And then we will also have Kicked Out of Heaven Volume 1. The Untold History of the White Races, circa 700 to 1700 A.D., will be also on Amazon very shortly. I'm still raising donations for the book to be printed in color. There's going to be $2,200, you know. So that's what we're looking to do. The Onyx Tablet and Real Nigga Etiquette book is 100 pages. The Onyx Tablet is the mixtape that comes with the book, which will be 9 songs. And it's not a mixtape. I'm sorry about that. It's an album. Everything I release is an album. I don't do mixtapes. So, there will be 9 songs on the album, The Onyx Tablet, that will be also released this month. That will be available on Amazon, iTunes, and everywhere else, as the Real Nigga Etiquette book will also be available in all of these locations. Kicked Out of Heaven Volume 1 comes with a lecture that I'll be doing this week, and then also it comes with another lecture, which is extremely about part 2 of the book, and that is the torture section. And that lecture is about 2 hours long. So when I get physical copies, and if you buy the physical copy from me, you will be receiving 2 lectures with Volume 1. And so far, so good. Volume 2 is still set for July 4th. And hopefully we can meet that deadline. So, besides that, everything is going pretty good. I'm going to promote this one more time, see what we got going here. But if nobody calls in, I'm going to go ahead and cut the show short. So we'll play one more jam. We'll play one of my songs here. Okay. I think we should play something off the old album. Well, no, I don't got nothing off the old album. Okay, this is on the new album. So I'm going to bump this and then we'll get back to it. If nobody's in by these 5 minutes, I'm cutting the show down. So here we go.
The night survives flights full of vice and strife. My just dice just like God's son's twin Mike. My heart on frostbite, my words are sun bright. Excite the parasites and get the time of your life. Whether rich or poor, I'm having fun with your wife. You can call the police, still just stand in line. Let me give you advice, start understanding the times. I get more than half of yours and you won't ever see mine. I've crawled, walked, and climbed. Jump that pumps with pumps. Treat them like a nappy jug, I'll have them giving it up. We all living for bucks, they couldn't give two bucks. I like my drink with some things, don't put no ice in my cup. I'm not the type to discuss the many ways that I move. Lest you wanna be confused, enjoy the feast of the fools. You eat this own, alone, hope you know in the rules. When the beast takes from place, it is all of your food. I don't get a second chance in my b-boy stance. With the devil, I will dance to make them dollars enhance. I don't get a second chance in my b-boy stance. With the devil, I will dance to make them dollars enhance. I don't get a second chance in my b-boy stance. With the devil, I will dance to make them dollars enhance. I don't get a second chance in my b-boy stance. With the devil, I will dance to make them dollars enhance. Yeah. Time and time again, the blind mission we end. I put the pine in the wind, devise crime with my friends. My position is within the laws of righteous sin. The necessary evil, the legendary regal. My weaponry is evil and your military's feeble. I seen it, get fucked like fetus, get stuck like Jesus, and get labeled the dawn in Babylon. We battle strong with the rifle long, you better dawn. Until the crack of dawn, go get your tattle on. And tell your folks to watch close like a telescope. Always cracking jokes, wonder why you color broke. And you get no respect, I got the soul of a vet. In the home of the pros, the roads ain't paved gold. But who knows, you might grow from mildew and mold. They'll never forget your name when the story's told. Erect a marble statue for the killers and the bold. I don't get a second chance in my b-boy stance. With the devil, I will dance to make them dollars in hand. I don't get a second chance in my b-boy stance. With the devil, I will dance to make them dollars in hand. I don't get a second chance in my b-boy stance. With the devil, I will dance to make them dollars in hand. I don't get a second chance in my b-boy stance. With the devil, I will dance to make them dollars in hand. Yeah. Manifest your thoughts with all that shit you talk. Cause the boss that's boss cannot walk with the cross. We all boss in the land of the lost. I can't get caught with a disobedient bitch that'll turn into salt. This is holy, little homie. I dress like a monk so the chumps won't know me. Expert at the Dutch, yes, the blunt burns slowly as I sip from my chalice. In the midst of the challenge, I'm a pimp with the malice that's equipped with the talent to shift the whole balance. What you know about war? Fallen angels sing the ballad. Demons laughing at those infested with the maggots. I'm consulting with the higher powers for the living lavish. Method of my madness got them hating with the sadness. The bitches are the baddest and my wolves like to ravage. Keep your G strapped tight, you niggas run the fastest. Just throw stacks in my casket and I will die the gladdest. I don't get a second chance in my B-boy stance. With the devil I will dance to make them dollars in hand. I don't get a second chance in my B-boy stance. With the devil I will dance to make them dollars in hand. I don't get a second chance in my B-boy stance. With the devil, I will dance to make them dollars in hand. I don't get a second chance in my B-boy stance. With the devil, I will dance to make them dollars in hand. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, so we got some people that called in on the show. Let's see what we got here on the microphone. Okay. 209, are you there? And let me see here. Your mic is on.
Hello?
Oh, okay. What's good?
What's good?
You decided to say something this time?
Shit. I just finally got my phone back, man. Just tuning in. I ain't finished reading the Black Man's Bible because I had it on tablet. And I finally got a phone where I could read it. I'm out halfway finished, though.
You're reading it on the tablet, bro?
On a tablet, on the phone. However, I haven't ordered the book yet.
Oh, okay. Yeah, man.
Yeah.
Just let me know because I got enough copies here.
Okay.
Yeah, I see people are still purchasing my book from the Barnes & Nobles and from everywhere else, man. Go to theblackmansbible.com and purchase the book for me. You know? But, yeah, man, the Black Man's Bible, man, I had to redo it, man. There's a lot of new stuff, new bells and whistles that's going to be in the book. I had to clean up a lot of grammatical errors and, yeah, I'm putting it back out there, and it's going to be a beautiful situation. I cleaned it up a little bit, so when you do the print-on-demand copy, it's going to look a little bit better on the cover side of things. And so how far did you get into it?
I don't know. Let's see. I haven't read it in like a week because I didn't have a phone for about that long. But I got past. I know I was past the Nigger Gene and Join Us.
Oh, so you read that much of the book?
Yeah.
On your phone, bro?
You had sent me an attachment. You had sent me an attachment in my Messenger, and I've been reading it off and on.
Damn, bro. So hold on. You've been reading it page by page on a cell phone.
But however I can read it. I mean, it's big enough. I can see the words and shit.
Oh my God, no, brother. You just email me your address and I'll just send you a copy, dog. That's called due diligence. You're being very diligent right now. So you get rewarded for that. No, diligence gets rewarded, bro. I mean, that's, you know. I mean, I don't know. I guess that's how I look at it. I mean, on the normal stance, everybody's reading stuff off their phone nowadays, but I wouldn't dare. I mean, I'd be barking at people around me for looking up in their phone all goddamn day. Oh, my God. Like, nigga, shit. A nigga gonna turn
into
a cyclops. Huh?
That's not how I want to do it. I love reading, you know, I like flipping pages, man.
Yeah. No, I'm just saying the way today's technology got everybody, like everybody that threw away the computer screen and they think they can all do everything off of a fucking phone nowadays. Nah, buddy. That ain't the way it works, you know? So you got that far to the join us in the nicotine. What do you like? What do you don't like, man? Am I saying nigger too many times in the book, man?
Man, you probably should say more, man. I ain't tripping off that shit.
Yeah, I know, but I'm just saying, though.
Shit. I got my daughter peeping some of your shit, man. I told her, you know, you got to be careful with that shit, man, because it's hardcore, but I guess she, you know, she like hardcore stuff somewhat. She's coming into her light with it, you know, about information, about why, how people act and all that shit, their behaviors.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
So what did you like about the book? What you didn't like, man?
I liked everything, man. Very gritty and raw. I mean, what's not to like about it? Oh, I mean, anybody can answer that, but ain't nothing I didn't like about it. Nothing. Well, I can't think of anything. Yeah, man.
So you weren't offended by nothing, bro? I mean, I'm talking crazy in there.
Man, you said you have to speak your mind, man. And that's very much respected by me. When it's honest truthful.
No, go ahead.
No, I said when it's honest and truthful, you know what I mean? Shit. I can't think of anything that I just kept reading it. If I didn't like it, I'd be like, damn, you know, I can't read this shit.
You don't find the shit I say about women offensive?
Not really, because I ain't no
daughter, right? So, you got a daughter, so what, you know?
No, it's just like, okay, I feel what you're saying. It's like, damn, they got to understand what the real truth is, you know, the being fed lies. If they can't handle it, and that means they have to look in there, you know, take a look, deep look at themselves and change something about themselves or avoid anything that, you know, that be feel like is detrimental to their psyche. You know, as much as possible. It's real out here. I let them know how real it is.
Okay. Because, yeah, man.
And as far as, like, you know what I'm saying, when you were mentioning, like, stuff like how women really are, I guess they, you know, they'll start realizing that, but, you know, it's just, I guess, they've been having issues and being lied to and not knowing who to trust. So that's where I come in. I give it to them straight, gritty, and raw. Their mama don't like you, but, hey, I tell them, hey, you know, the world, when they go outside in the world and they got to handle stuff of their own, you'll see what it is. They got to ride it out.
Yeah, so you can see that through the multitude of different stories I put up in there, huh?
Exactly.
Yeah, right.
We could tell them all day, don't do this, don't do that, and you know, just lay the hammer down, lay the iron fist down, but shit, like you say, titanium craniums is hard to crack.
Yeah, well, I mean, it's like in the book, man. I did lay it down on one shorty. Well, I had to lay it down on more than one shorty. But that wasn't the high percentage of my game. The majority of my game is woo-woo-woo and batting the eyelids. You know what I'm saying? And I got that in the book, like, from the rooter to the tutor, man. But, you know, some girls, man, they be coming with this expectant, you know, and they can't suffice, you know, what her side of the bargain may be, and they don't really care. See, women think that at the end of the day, their side of the bargain is just fuzzy. You know, and they also all individually think that you ain't getting that nowhere else.
you don't get pussy. So if I give you pussy, you better hold on dear to it. Because all women, we meet in the woods. All women,
yeah.
They have the secret coven. They have the meeting on what they're going to do. They say, okay, for this century, it ain't going to be no pussy. They got to marry us first. And then the next 50 years, they're like, okay, they got to buy us a Corvette before they get the pussy. They got to have a car and a house. They ain't got to necessarily marry, but got to be car and a house.
Yeah.
The game will change, you know. the game will change, you know. But it's a simple picture. It's not complicated at all, man. Women are really easy to please, man. But you know, I mean. I don't want to talk about it racially no more. I'm not going to talk about the racial divide anymore publicly when it comes to black women and women of other races. I'm not going to do that anymore, I've told myself. Because it's not good for what I do business-wise. Okay? If I wasn't doing the business thing, then I wouldn't care. I'd say the truth on all of this shit. But the truth doesn't bring in dollars because the truth hurts people's feelings because there's a lot of dumbasses out here who don't know how to make decisions. So when you don't know how to make decisions and then the truth hits and then you already see, well, damn, I'm fucked up because I made the bad decision based on that truth 5 times already over the past 10 years. You know, it fucks with people, you know. So, but there is a large difference. And I'm just going to put it in the box of, you know, happy pussy and angry pussy. Those are the only two pussies out here on the planet. You know, it really has nothing to do with race. It's about if you're dealing with a happy vagina or an angry vagina. Okay? And the way it's going, man, from the multiple reports of rape and stuff that's up in the news, man, I'm going to tell you, there's a lot of angry pussies out here. And when there's a lot of angry pussies around, angry pussy ain't going to get you to success. That's the whole point. See, and I'm not about no racial divide in between relations, in between people, man and woman, whatever, you know. I don't get down like that. But what I do promote is, you know, simplicity and happiness, you know what I'm saying? Whatever makes your life simpler, then go for that. You know, if you're having complication in your life, then you have to find out what that complication is, zero in on target, and, you know, destroy, you know, and that's all there is to that. Okay, one thing about me is I don't play games, man, you know, and niggas like to play fucking games, man, you know, like, I mean, it's ridiculous, man, because the whole racist thing, man, that's going on the planet right now, and I got to talk about this real quick while we're talking about the Black Man's Bible, because inside the book, I'm having relationships with a multitude of different races of women, okay, and I'm in an interracial relationship right now. I don't care. I'll just put it out there.
Damn. Same here.
The only problems I get is from the black males and the black women when I'm out in public. I get no problem from nobody else. I get no crazy stares. I get no Tourette syndrome outbursts. I get no threatening looks. I mean, women be looking at my girl like they want to slaughter her. I mean, like they want to cut her head off and shit. And just, you know, it's unnecessary hatred. And I know part of the reason of that is, you know, the whole hair dynamic. And, boy, that shit is crazy in the woman's world. But that's always been a big dynamic with me because me personally, man, I was never going to have my bathroom filled up with a whole bunch of goddamn bullshit because of some fucking broad.
That was never going to happen. All these fucking jars and combs and curling irons and all this other stupid ass shit. I'm not going to have that shit sitting up in my fucking bathroom. Got my bathroom looking all stanky shit because of your fucking head. You know, I don't put games, dog. Like, niggas be. I got to laugh about it because I talk online
yeah.
like this. Yeah, no, I talk online like this, bro, and then people think it's all a joke. And it's been like this since day one, since in 2007, 2008 when I started this thing, man. People thought everything that I do and how I talk and how I carry myself was all hee-hee-ha-ha. They thought it was for the show and for the kicks. I was like, nigga, what show? Because I'm on a camera, you think it's a show, motherfucker? It's like, do you think it's a show every time, every episode of Cops you watching? Is that a show? Okay? When you drive by the car accident and the Fox 5 news truck is out there and they standing there talking, is that a show? What the fuck are you talking about? The Negro's brain thinks everything recorded on a camera is for jokes and kicks and giggles. Okay? Just like this young nigga who fucked up in the NBA, the Lakers, who this young nigga, this stupid-ass nigga, gonna record Nick Young talking about he cheated on his bitch? What is this dumb-ass shit? You see what I'm saying? So a lot of niggas come around me, and that's part of the reason why I put out the Black Man's Bible, bro, is because it put the back burner on why I think the way I think. That a lot of people thought was just outlandish. The Negro thinks the way I think is outlandish because it's overt masculine to his understanding. And you've been pulverized by these fucking witches for eons and you don't even know that they're fucking witches. You know, you don't know how to operate with them. You don't know what to do with these fucking brides. And they have single-handedly destroyed and stagnated the black race for a good amount of time. And it's a stack-on system that's been working for generations, man. Period. That's the only way to put it, man. At the end of the day, they've destroyed the black racial picture. And if we think we're going to do it by picking our hair out and wearing black shirts and trying to buy some little petty-ass Mac-10s and think we're doing something when these crackers out here got drones with Mac-10s on them. You know? We've lost our mind. We're not looking at the full picture. We're only looking up our own asses once again. And that's why I dropped the Black Man's Bible in the format that I did, to prepare one's mind for the kicked out of heaven. And it's a disgrace. Let me talk about kicked out of heaven for the next 30 minutes. Hold on, let me see here. Yeah, we got 30 minutes on the show. I'm going to play one more track, and then we're going to do the rest of the show about the kicked out of heaven. We're going to play the Dark Age. Let's bring in the Dark Age.
Saga City.
If it don't make dollars, it don't make sense. Dark age, last days, keep the black on my tent. Niggas talk about business cause it's rich as they want, but can't keep their eyes open after smoking a blunt. Real ones stay high, we got the heart for the hunt, got the brain for the game. So insane and profane, my lane, it won't change. Give that bitch some bow legs after snorting cocaine. Now she go to the strip club and get dough in both ways. I'm the wizard of the Oz, it's my job to get paid. Use the image of facade
Instagram and a page. Where's a gram for my rage? Rather be standing on stage and have my hands on a gauge. Looking for the long play, smelling piss in hallways. I'll be balling one day, this is just a small phase. If you can't survive the plague, grunt like swine in your grave. Watch the dragon wings spread as I'm leaving my cave. And I won't be coming back till they feel heat from the flame. Mr. Reed, my story, nigga, remember the name. If it don't make dollars, it don't make sense. Dark age, last days, I keep the black on my tin. Dark age, last days, I keep the black on my tin. Dark age, last days, I keep the black on my tin. If it don't make dollars, it don't make sense. Dark age, last days, I keep the black on my tin. Dark age, last days, I keep the black on my tin. Dark age, last days, I keep the black on my tin. Pussy niggas think the dark side will leave you depressed. Living in reality will put some hair on your chest. The survival of the fittest, and I wish you your best. I'm just being myself, but niggas think I'm a test. Niggas running in a circle, they be rushing they death. When you find the stairway to heaven, start watching your step. Cause you might fall back, and what do you call that? In alleys that's all black, I gotta swing and I scratch for small stacks. That's between all the fleas and the rats, pit bulls and the cats. Zombies smoking on crack. Have you ever seen a boss hog push a Cadillac? What's the point of this rap shit? I'm not getting no plaques. So when I speak upon wax, I'm releasing the secret that you need to attract. You can bear your own burden, I don't believe in no slack. This the black man's Bible and I'm just preaching the facts. I can at least give you that. If it don't make dollars, it don't make sense. Dark age, last days, I keep the black on my tin. Dark age, last days, I keep the black on my tin. Dark age, last days, I keep the black on my tin. If it don't make dollars, it don't make sense. Dark age, last days, I keep the black on my tin. Dark age, last days, I keep the black on my tin. Dark age, last days, I keep the black on my tin. Yeah.
Now, to go in on this Kicked Out of Heaven, it's in connection. All the books that I write are in connection. You know, the Kicked Out of Heaven is definitely the full development for the whole race, as a matter of fact. It's given the African-American, exclusively the African-American, data in his DNA that he does not have, is that he is not open to. You have to understand, man, the black race is a very young race pertaining to all the other races on the planet and, you know, how long they've been able to keep their systems going and keep their cultures going uninterrupted. Ours was interrupted. This is what happened. We were swiped, okay? With that swiping, I do believe that there was a lot of important data that was what you want to call not necessarily destroyed, but put into the trash, maybe. Okay? And we haven't cleaned, and the trash wasn't cleaned out, okay? So, I'm stating that this information is still inside of us. It's just not thoroughly activated. This information deals with a lot of death. As I stated in the beginning of the book, that the Dark Ages is a time period of a lot of death and a lot of celebration of masculinity in all of its forms. Death has a lot to do. Death and killing, you know, not necessarily murder, but hold on, I can't say that. Murder too. Is all masculine activities. Okay? When we talk about the animal sense of what male is, okay? Not man, but just male. Which animals also classify, which animals are categorized as male, female. They're not categorized as man and woman. And what you have to understand is that the human is designed also as male and female. So that means you have an animus status. Your animus status related to masculinity is dealing with these attributes of aggressiveness, what you want to call being a tyrant, and, you know, all the warrior principles, okay? These things were exercised wholeheartedly and free, you know, at all times in the Dark Age, okay? And they were also done in tribal conditions in different ways as well, but they were more compacted into ceremonial practices. In the Dark Ages, you had the freedom to do it on your own, as in all cultures, when it comes to the human existence, females usually only raise the children until about the ages of 5 or 7, and this is also the same in old Europe. And after the age of 5 or 7, especially boys, usually the girls would be sold off to be a maid or a servant girl or something of that nature. And then sometimes girls would end up running the streets and creating gangs and joining brotherhoods and doing all types of crime with the other little kids that are running the streets everywhere. That's only if, you know, they didn't get sent off to a certain schooling, if they had some type of connect or, you know, to get inside the castle and work inside the castle. Okay. So the boys, after the ages of 5 or 7, they was on the streets doing crime, stabbing people, robbing people, killing people. And when you look at the tribal scenario, you'll see a lot of stick fighting amongst the boys as young children. And then they'll go on to hunting. And usually sometimes they'll have to, you know, catch a specific animal or hunt an animal to conclude their becoming a man, right? So we have two different mentalities here. One is the survival and conquer, or you die and get conquered, okay, become somebody's slave, get kidnapped, which was the medieval situation. The tribal situation was, you know, go out here and fight a lion or make a journey, take a long journey and come back by yourself. And that's about it. Okay. They variate and they're all different, especially pertaining to race. But I've never seen a situation where it was a free-for-all thought pattern. You can go out here and just having to survive on your own and make your own decisions, being enforced into a criminal mind frame. This is the basis of what we're dealing with today. Okay? You have to understand that the time periods of that the book is written about, from 700 to 1700, was wholeheartedly before there was major contact with the other peoples on the planet. So I'm giving you all a tip and information that will actually allow you to cross culture with all Caucasians, because this is root motherboard thinking. Okay? You'll be able to go inside, you know, or be respected and accepted by a lot of different country groups, the bikers, you know, this and that, you know, all the different little groups that the Caucasians have divided themselves up into now to make you think that they're not all in on one thought pattern structure. But it is thoroughly proven throughout the literature in Kicked Out of Heaven, Volume 1, that they are definitely connected. And it's very interesting, we have the black man. The black man is out here running his mouth talking about he wants war. And he has done no research on the people he claims to have war with. If he was to do research, that's probably why he's not doing research. So he can keep the lie going and hope the lie is going to turn into truth for him. Because the truth is that if you were to study this situation, you would sit it down. You sit all that nonsense down. Because you'd understand that they are a little bit more experienced in a multitude of different areas that are so grotesque that, you know, it'll hurt you to even revisualize some of the material of the factual events that have occurred in Europe, some of the material that got here. You know, a lot of you would really be like, man, why am I reading this stuff? Because you're reading it to master your environment. You didn't build this environment. You did not orchestrate the language that you speak, English. You don't know the root or the cultural essence of a lot of these words, you know, and you won't find them in etymology dictionaries. Okay? There's a cultic significance to a lot of these elements, you know. Yeah, and until you understand, and it's highly chaotic, and there's a multitude of reasons why this information has never been exposed to the public. Okay. A multitude. Okay. Like the love magic, the image magic. I got enough facts to prove to you that you will understand thoroughly that in Europe they had little dolls made of wax that they'll stab up, just like the voodoo dolls. They claim we did the voodoo dolls. You see, people don't understand what's really going on, man, and what to really do with all this type of stuff. And I gotta explain too much in the open realm, man, and it really puts my head in the guillotine, man, only because Negroes don't take anything serious. And a lot of this shit is very serious, especially if you're trying to attempt to bring your self-respect inside the social circles of the world today. There's a lot of things that we need to accept and understand that come from the thought pattern of Dark Age Europe. And one of those things is the Great Eye, which is the Great Eye and the Evil Eye are both theories in a multitude of different civilizations, including Egypt, including African tribes, including the Asian people. The Evil Eye is serious. And even in old Europe, the Green Eye and the Blue Eye was considered the Evil Eye. And I'll be talking about that in Volume 2 as I describe how colors affected their minds in old Europe and why they use certain colors for certain things. Okay? So, we got to understand, man, that, you know, if we're going to try and do anything, we have to understand what we're dealing with. So we have to research the history of what we're dealing with. And that's why all of these systems that the Negro is developing will continue to fail, because they don't know anything about the history of the people. They don't know anything about the so-called people that they're claiming to be their enemies. Okay? So therefore, they're shooting blanks. And it's going to be maybe another 50, 60 years of shooting blanks, because we don't understand the totality of the picture, man. And totality is that we have a feminine thinking structure as a group, and we have a reptilian mentality. You know? And due to the longevity, this type of activity can be identified in the characteristics of the Negro. You can just might as well say, good luck with bullshit. Black Lives Matter, but the young man was in Chicago recording himself in front of the store that was for the children. He said they reopened the store for the local children, and then out of nowhere, the guns go off, and he is on the ground, hurt. You know? And Black Lives Matter, all lives matter. This is the situation. Nobody cares. Okay? The rates and the numbers are ridiculous, and nobody wants to treat them with reality. You know, they want to try and change the language to an Egyptian language. And hopefully that gets us somewhere. Okay. So, yeah, that's going to be it for the night, my man. Anybody else got something they want to say? You got something you want to say, 209?
Nah, that's not it, bro.
You ain't got nothing you want to ask about the kicked out of heaven, bro?
Well, I don't even know anything about it. I haven't read it yet.
Yeah, man, it's about 1,000 years of a white boy, and I think black people are scared to find out about it. That's what I honestly think.
Yeah, but I've been doing a little research here and there about information from, you know, that time period.
Yeah, man, well, just let me know when you can cop the book. Because the book has everything on every single side of the scale. You know?
Indeed.
But yeah, man, I appreciate you calling in, you know. I'm going to go ahead and shut it out for the night. But y'all check out the blackmansbible.com. I got the new edition that will be coming out shortly on the Amazon, and I still got the raunchy edition with the soundtrack. So always cop from the blackmansbible.com. Real Nigga Etiquette is going to be showing up shortly with the Onyx Tablet. And then Kicked Out of Heaven, Volume 1, The Untold History of the White Races is going to be up on Amazon very shortly as well. And we need to push that information most definitely, because there's a lot of things that people don't know about them that needs to be known. So appreciate you calling, man, and I'm going to go ahead and see you all next Sunday, same time, 8 o'clock Pacific. And let me shut it out with a track right here. All right. Thanks for calling in, bro.
This the realest fucking shit I'll ever say in my life. This the realest fucking shit you'll ever hear on a mic. Better be quicker than life or get 25 to life. If your moves ain't precise, start singing for Christ. But Jesus won't feed us if a nigga about to starve. Been singing the same song in front and behind them bars. Under my feet is the lava, above my head the stars. Where the fuck is hell in heaven? I'm compelled with lessons. Like the shells in my weapon, I repel the stressing. I inhale the session as I'm dollar reflecting. Just a scholar inspecting every movement and function. Gentlemen, sipping Louis 14 over discussion. And the funds that I'm trusting make my guns start busting over financial concussions. A hoe with self-destruction, without a pin's instructions. I'm talking with some blue eyes while I'm at the luncheon. Them cheeks start blushing, every penny start rushing. I gotta love the sound of you roaches I be crushing. This is royal flushing, I will see you on your bluffing. Niggas hate the way I move, maneuver like it's nothing. Go ahead and grab your bitch, I got the key to your cuffing. So please keep your respect, no need for the cussing. If I gotta teach you manners, you'll end up on the camera. You will be a prime example, put the boy on the banner. Yeah, you goons are fucking goons, illiterate with no grammar. Nigga, if it's not Godfather, why even bother? Work smarter, not harder, or end up as a martyr. I am married to this game, my clock and toes in a garter belt. And that's why it's harder felt, and going broke will make any real nigga start to melt. Can't mess up the velvet, I can't mess up the leather. Smoke a blunt of this West Coast, and I get it together. Study banks and stocks.
to get some game on my cheddar. Then I studied wars to prepare for any contenders. Just a real nigga trying to make my life better. That's an everyday job. Being happy's a mission and crackers making it hard. Is the Negro a beast or is the image of God? Did slave blood taste like honey when they back got logged? We was treated like dogs. Niggas singing the blues, dancing in tap shoes. Now I tap on the shoulder of my chauffeur. I don't even gotta speak. He knows where to pull over. Money makes the summer colder, keeps the winter warm. Thoughts come from darkness, so when you speak is born. My core I feel like the Lord with a crown of thorns. Hell have no fury, just like a woman's scorn. That's why they keep their legs open till they pussy torn. Never kick the hornet's nest, cause it's in your swarm. I'm all the gods combined of one in physical form. Bitch, nigga. Yeah. That's the God 720 for you.